This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed. Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right. Coming in live from the, that wasn't what I was supposed to do. Coming in live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Put something up on social media today. The meme that has always been out there starts with legal gun owners have over 200 million guns. And if we were a problem, you would know it. But the fact of the matter is, I mean, looking at claims, and 400 million, 500 million, 300 million, there's really no definitive way to tally all the firearms in the United States. But it has become a common rule of thumb to report that there are roughly 300 million firearms in the hands of law-abiding Americans. That number has been stagnant. It hasn't moved in years. By June of 2015, Barack Obama had already had 100 million NICS checks. That had to move the needle. Now, I have always thought the 300 million estimate is wrong. But now we get this from something called Weapons Man, where they say that we believe that the correct number is much higher, somewhere between 412 and 660 million. You may wonder how we came to that number, so buckle up and cringe if you're a math phobe, although it never gets too theoretical. Unlike most of the academics and reporters we're linked above, we're going to use publicly available data and show our work. What if we told you that one ATF computer system logged by serial number 252 million unique firearms and represented only those firearms manufactured, imported, or sold by a relatively small number of the nation's tens of thousands of federal firearms licensees? And there you see where it all begins. 252 million on one system that doesn't track everybody. And that's where the 660 million number comes from. That's more than double what's reported to the media. Or by the media, rather. So I found that rather amusing. Plus, I also found it rather, I don't know, funny. Now, for anybody out there that knows, that's listened to me long enough, you know I like Glocks. I got a Glock sitting here right beside me. The only gun I think beats a Glock in the striker-fired polymer category is the SIG P320, which I have said numerous times. Glock did not like that the SIG P320 won the modular handgun system contract. The whole process was actually a little more drawn out than you might think. It was a 17-page decision, and it chronicled their efforts between August 2015 and August 2016, when the field of 9 proposals from 5 companies was reduced to an offering by Glock and another by SIG. Then the two designs were judged competitively on 8 factors as well as price. On 7 non-monetary factors, the SIG offering a version of the 320 was found to be acceptable in one category, good in 3, and outstanding in 3. While Glock, by comparison, was found acceptable in 1, good in 5, and marginal in 1. If you move past the apples-to-apples comparison with SIG, noted by the source selection authorities having a slight technical advantage, the biggest difference between the two is price. And therein lies the rub, because the military is going to go with price if they can get the quality every time, or if they can at least get acceptable quality every time. So Glock comes in at $272,232,563. SIG came in at $169 million. And it was selected this past January to fill the need of what will be the new M17 and M18 handguns for the military. The decision said it came in at $102 million less. And Glock protested this selection on February the 24th, arguing the Army Material Command did not properly evaluate their proposal, citing officials improperly calculated 6 hours total price by undercounting the number of spare parts required and other factors. The SIG pistol, as it sits, this is what makes it so revolutionary. The SIG pistol, as it sits, is a frame. It's an upper slide. It's a barrel, and it's the trigger group, which is essentially the gun. And that's all one piece. And I think you can buy the barrel, slide, and frame for another size gun or something like that. I mean, it's ridiculously cheap. They also outlined a series of protests related to ammunition and the gun's manual safety weight and others, which the GAO found that even if granted, does not appear likely to provide Glock with a substantial chance of receiving the award. When they took a second look at it after the protest, the Army crunched the figures again and admitted they miscalculated SIG's pricing, noting the correct number of spares would add another $1.6 million to their price. So that means that they were only $100.5 million off. Cheaper than Glock. So the 17-round capacity of the M17 is set to replace the various versions of the M9 Beretta, which came into the Army in 1985, while the M18 will supplement the M11 SIG. I understand why they're doing that. The M11 is a really nice gun. But here's the thing about being out in the field with a hammer fired. That can cause problems. Now, I never had one, but it can cause problems. But I never had one with the old Ithaca 1911. I seem to always get issued. So, and my old alma mater, the 101st Airborne at Fort Campbell, Kentucky, they will be the first to use the new handguns, possibly as early as this year. Now, here's what I will say regarding this. The handgun in the military is, it's a little bit like the swizzle stick in a glass of scotch. The secondary weapon, which is not something, I mean, I had one, but I mean, that's just because I never turned in my, when I was a M60 gunner, I got a 1911, so when I made E5, I wasn't an M60 gunner anymore, but I just kept the 1911. And then they issued me an M16. The M16 in combat rules. It rules. The M4, the M16, whatever it is, whatever the platform is, whatever we end up getting, you know, that's the rifle is king. Having a handgun, I guess, is sort of nice and everything. You look cool. You get another piece of kit strapped to your body. But with the handgun, you have to keep moving it, which is one reason G-Code has been so successful with the military, because you can. You can pop it off of your thigh, stick it on your chest if that's where it's got to go. In holster, of course. But I've never gotten too excited about the handgun part of the military. It was nice to have one, but, you know, it's interesting that Glock decided to fight it when they were $100 million off. And with the P320 having four parts. So, outstanding. Things are looking up. When we get back, the Supreme Court wasn't all against gun owners, and we'll talk about that when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Yes, back in the saddle. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection.
This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Good question in the chat room. What pistol model did Glock submit to the military for consideration?
I believe it was the 17 and the 19, because they're going to have a, you know, a full-size service pistol and a smaller pistol. And if they did, then in order for that to be considered, they had to submit a model with a frame-mounted safety on it. Which I would like to see that. I don't necessarily want one on any of the guns I carry with Glock, because that's the thing about Glock. It's, you know, you pick it up and it runs like a revolver. You pick it up and it's ready to go. But it probably had a manual safety on it. So that would have been an interesting beast to see, because that means, I guess that probably sort of justifies why they got so angry that they lost and they contested it, because that was a little bit of retooling. The Glock 18 has a selector switch on it to where it can go fully automatic. It's the fully automatic Glock. But the Glock 17, like all Glocks, has no other switches on it besides the safety that's built into the trigger, and all the drop safeties is built into it. You're the safety with Glock. That's what it's all about. So, good question, though. It's past Monday. The nation's high court let stand a ruling against the government in the combined cases of two men blocked from gun possession after run-ins that resulted in convictions for non-serious crimes. That's the thing. They always want to increase the lists of prohibited people. The court declined to take up an appeal sought by the Obama-era Justice Department in the cases of Binderup versus the U.S. Attorney General and Suarez versus the U.S. Attorney General. Four justices were needed to grant the petition, but only two, Ginsburg and Sotomayor, felt the court should hear the case. Last September, a 15-judge panel of the 3rd U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Pennsylvania disagreed 8-7, siding with Binderup and Suarez in a lengthy 174-page decision. And in the end, that panel cited the relatively minor sentences passed on the two men as the reason to disregard their crimes as being serious enough to void their gun rights. Binderup pleaded guilty in 1996 in Pennsylvania to a misdemeanor charge of corrupting a minor, a 17-year-old he was in a relationship, to which he received 3 years probation and a $300 fine rather than the maximum of 5 years in prison. Suarez pleaded guilty in 1990 to unlawfully carrying a handgun without a license in Maryland, which could have resulted in as much as 3 years in prison, but instead received a 180-day suspended sentence and a $500 fine. Neither one of them spent a day in jail, but both lost their firearms rights under a federal law that treats those convicted of state misdemeanors, which can be punished by 2 or more years in jail, as prohibited firearms possessors. In the decades since their voluntary pleas, both men have been crime-free, and they wanted to obtain legal guns to defend themselves and their families within their homes, forcing them to take up the matter in the courts. Attorneys for the men, in a 50-page reply to the Supreme Court petition by then U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch's office, held the men were not dangerous and that the government could not carry its burden in either district court, and that given the complete lack of relevant evidence, the Third Circuit had no choice but to affirm the government's case for continuing to bar the plaintiff's Second Amendment rights was supported in briefs filed with the court by a number of gun control groups, including Everytown, the Brady Center, Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence. Binderup was supported by the Second Amendment Foundation, which is Alan Gottlieb. Gottlieb said, while we were confident that our case would once again prevail before the Supreme Court, we're delighted at the High Court's decision that allows our victory in the Third Circuit to stand. We established the principle that people who are convicted of certain misdemeanor crimes cannot be stripped of their fundamental right to keep and bear arms for life. I've always thought that was sort of a rhubarb, if you will, where they get out there and say, well, you were convicted of a crime that could have carried this much time, except the judge said,
Well, due to the judge, the jury, whoever, you know, hands down the sentences in these cases, they decided that you didn't deserve the maximum punishment. Now, if you want to punish somebody to take away their gun rights, then I guess you should hit them with everything you got. But there's always mitigating circumstances in law, and that's the issue here. Those mitigating circumstances. I don't know why we would say that the briefs filed with the court by people like Everytown and the Brady Center and the Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence would actually support this. Because, supported on, based on what? That's the thing. I would love to have seen what they had to say. We do not support giving them their gun rights just cause what? I mean, what was the thing? What was the point? What was the angle we were coming from? I honestly don't know. I don't get it, and I don't understand. But I'm glad these guys got. And this sets a precedent in place. Although, since the Supreme Court did not rule on it, it is not the law of the land now. So if this were to show up in the Fourth or the Ninth Circuit, well, it might go the other way. So, we'll see. We will see. But for these two guys, I'm very happy because being able to buy a gun is really one of the last vestiges of what the founders intended. Everything else is really, really convoluted. They're all the time talking about how this can't happen. You know, okay, so the Second Amendment gives you the right to have a gun in the house. Everything else extends outside of the house and all over your life. It surrounds you, every other right in the Bill of Rights, except for the gun grabbers, except for the Second Amendment. So it's a constant fight. And it's okay. Let's keep the fight going, I guess. I'm okay with the fight continuing on. Now, when we get back, I have figured out what the best way to beat radical Islam actually is. And I will share that with you when we come back. This is Lock and Load.
Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency in production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, years, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Recently, in the West African nation, former French colony, of Mali, at least 5 Islamic terrorists were ultimately killed by government forces, but not before they invaded a swank resort popular with foreign tourists just outside of the capital city of Bamako and murdered at least 2 guests. Many more of them fled. As with the baseball field attack in D.C., the death toll would have been very much higher had it not been for a single French soldier who happened to be there for a holiday weekend just like everybody else. This situationally aware, well-trained French soldier, and he was a true operator, who realized that there is no such thing as off-duty, decided to carry his pistol during his weekend leave, and that came in really handy. This courageous French soldier, in the right place at the right time, responded immediately to the incoming gunfire, identified, shot, and wounded at least 1 jihadi, And the result of his swift, precise, and decisive action is that the entire terrorist mission, which was to wipe out dozens of helpless resort guests, precipitously fell apart. Because he did what the classic thing that has to be done in any one of these types of attacks, he disrupted the timeline. Police arrived minutes later, and then they finished the job. His unilateral and audacious decision to go armed while on leave was in direct conflict with rules, conventions, orders, understanding, all that stuff, ad nauseum. And it likely saved his life and the lives of many other innocents. By any standard, the guy deserves the term hero. So once again, we see the recurring theme, CC Sappo. Concealed carriers on scene achieve positive outcomes. And this is the answer to terrorism. Terrorism is primarily going to be designed to kill as many people as fast as they can. Disrupting the timeline is important. In the Westgate Mall incident in Nairobi, Kenya, a lot of concealed carriers were there. Now, these guys, the terrorists had already pre-positioned plenty of, you know, sizable weapons in place. And armed only with handguns, which is all they could carry, the people that engaged them saved hundreds of people. Now, the world has a disease. It's like a malignant tumor. This is hoplophobia. And the real villains here are the hoplophobes. Hoplophobia, of course, is the term coined by Colonel Cooper to talk about people who see a gun and just go into a conniption fit, you know, an anxiety attack, whatever you want to call it. They completely fall apart, even if it's a fake gun. They're not interested in taking the time to figure that out. Hoplophobes are cynical, sleazy career cowards who are at once envious and spiteful of operators. Many, many of them occupy very high places up in the food chain. They're always too timid to enter the ring themselves. They sit in safety on the sidelines and piously point out where the strong man stumbled and where the doer of deeds could have done them better. These are the ones who are deathly afraid of guns and armed men, and these are the ones who nervously post no guns allowed signs everywhere where they can make them stick. And we should ignore them. This is like this, remember the psychiatrist in Pennsylvania, I think it was. He broke the hospital's rules about being armed. One of his patients came in, killed the social worker, tried to kill him, and had plenty of ammo, and apparently the plan was to go down the hallway and just spread the death. And this guy, because he broke the rules, he saved everybody there. For a domestic example, we can go to what used to be known as Comiskey Park. That was the home of the Chicago White Sox, recently renamed to the Guaranteed Rate Park. That's another example of Chicago's descent into sewerdom. Charles A. Comiskey, who died in 1931, was a founder of the American League. Calling it Comiskey Park's rate, I guess guaranteed rate, paid more money. The park and Major League Baseball are hosting an annual baseball game between the Chicago Police Department and the Chicago Fire Department. The notice has been sent to all participants and attendees. Attention, police officers, per MLB policy, absolutely no guns are allowed in guaranteed rate field. Please do not bring your gun. Oh, goodness. So you have a crowd of police officers and their families concentrated in a small area. Nobody's armed. What does that sound like, a soft target to you? A good terrorist target? I would suspect that many of Chicago's finest will not be attending. I wouldn't go. And the cynical hoplophobes at Major League Baseball obviously don't trust the Chicago Police Department officers with guns. So four maxims to remember. Your motives are not as altruistic as they seem to you. Don't overestimate your own merits. Don't expect others to take as much interest in you as you do. Don't imagine most people give enough thought to you to have any special desire to persecute you. One of the reasons that I carry the guns I carry is in the event I try to configure every gun I've got into what I would call a fighting handgun. I don't know why I think of it in these terms. I mean, I have been influenced by every... If you've listened to this show long enough and you have heard me with some of the tactical instructors I've had on here, I've had very lengthy conversations with each and every one of them. And they have convinced me of certain things. Thankfully, like with the Smith & Wesson Shield, which has been I've been relieved of, I got set up with some Hive technology parts, and it became a fighting handgun. Because of those Hive technology parts, the trigger and the magazine base plates, that was all it took. And it was a rocking and rolling fighting handgun. Had enough ammo on hand. Still retained its really thin profile. It was a great piece. And then I lost that one. So now I'm running around with, the smallest thing I run around with is Glock 26 with a +2 base plate on every magazine. Got 12 rounds in it. These things shoot actually very well. Masad Ayoub did an accuracy comparison with the Glock 34 and actually shot better with the Glock 26. And Dan, I need to call you back because I need to get that box to fix up this gun because he does stuff for the Glock 26 too. And I mean, that'll turn it into a combat masterpiece if I get some Hive pieces. I'm going to do that. I'm going to call him after the show or tomorrow or something and see if I can't get that done. Do a little video of that. Always enjoy the projects. When we get back, Great Britain, well, they may be the last ones to go Sharia law, but they are reducing everything that would defend them. So they will, they too will fall by the wayside. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Everything you've heard about or read about regarding identity theft is wrong. There are dozens and dozens of companies out there claiming that they can prevent identity theft or that monitoring your credit file will help you prevent identity theft. And I'm here to tell you, it's simply not true. It's a scam. No one can prevent identity theft, and I mean no one. Credit monitoring will not alert you to 80% of the fraudulent issues that can happen to you. Friends, there's only one company that has the solution to identity theft. That's my friends over at Liberty ID. Liberty ID fixes the damages caused by identity theft. In fact, they've successfully restored the identities of over 60,000 individuals without fail. Call my friends at Liberty ID today to see if you've been compromised. If you're on your cell phone, you probably have been. And my friends at Liberty ID will let you know if you have and what you can do to fix it. Call right now, 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY. Or visit them at libertyid.com and use discount code GCN at checkout.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
To you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. In England, not all law enforcement are armed. We know this. And this is a shortcoming, and ISIS knows this. Just like they knew it in France, when they attacked Charlie Hebdo, when they, you know, everybody's seen the video of the two supposedly military-looking guys. They, you know, they're running down the street at port arms. They weren't doing anything military. But they did run up on a French police officer who didn't have a gun, and they shot him in the head. In a recent article in The Guardian, it was reported that police chiefs in England and Wales are considering offering the possibility of being armed with a handgun to all frontline officers. One thing to remember about law enforcement in England is that all law enforcement in England is national. They don't have state, local, and federal. They have one police department, one law enforcement. And that is New Scotland Yard. Police chiefs, this is coming from TheGuardian.com, police chiefs will consider the possibility of offering a gun to every frontline police officer in England and Wales to counter the threat of a marauding terrorist attack, The Guardian has learned. A discussion paper on the subject has been drawn up for the next meeting at the National Police Chiefs Council, which wants to look at how to boost armed police numbers to deal with a crisis following the atrocities in Manchester and London. The paper is intended to start a debate on the issue among police leaders at the two-day meeting that starts on 12 July, although it is thought at this stage unlikely that any wider arming will be agreed upon. Routine arming is controversial within policing, and many do not support it. So that means that many in the chain of command in the British Police Department are insane. Back in 1983, there was an incident which was the trigger for me joining the military. The Marine Corps base in Beirut, Lebanon. Marines on guard with unloaded weapons. The ones on the outer perimeter could only watch the truck drive by as it was headed towards the barracks. There, when they got too close, then somebody was able to engage him, but by that time it was too late. And 283 Marines died in that barracks bombing. Because our military, our Marine Corps was not trusted with ammunition in what I would have considered to be a very hot area. Which is probably, like I said, it's probably a damn good thing I'm not in charge of nothing. The chart in The Guardian, which I am looking at, gives us some numbers from the UK government. At one point in England, and let's say we're talking 2009, they had what looks to be about 7,000 armed officers. 2010, a little bit more. Then it started to drop off. Today, they have less than 6,000 armed officers. And they have, basically, this has fallen by 18%. So while the threat is growing, the actual people able to fight back are diminishing. Total number of frontline officers dropped by 11% from the high in 2010. The peak number of operational frontline officers was 125,799 on 31 March 2010. The number of authorized firearms officers is not as precise as measured. So if a reader was able to find the government documents that The Guardian references for authorized firearms officers, send me a link so I get some numbers, please. Authorized firearms officers were about 6,865, or 5.5% of frontline officers. There were 113,134 operational frontline police officers as of March 31st, 2015. As of the same date, there were over 5,600 authorized weapons officers. And that number is essentially the same in 2016. About 5% of frontline officers in England and Wales are authorized firearms officers. So that means that if a cop, a regular frontline cop, walks up on somebody and catches something in there, they have their truncheon, as they call their nightstick, they have their radio, and they can call for this 5% of these officers to come a-running. I don't know how they're deployed. I don't know how they're kitted up, although I think they are actually kitted up quite in a combat configuration. But and by the way, the authorized firearms officers, that does not mean that they are armed whenever they are working. It may mean that some of them are usually unarmed, but can be armed if called upon to do so. And that policy may have changed, but years ago it was that was the way things worked in England. The number of frontline officers has dropped by 11% from the peak of 2010. The number of authorized firearms officers has dropped from about 21% from the peak. Officers have to be available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, given work hours, sick leave, and vacation. We could probably expect that at any given time that about one-fifth of them will be on duty at any one time. At any given time, there are about 1,100 authorized firearm officers on duty. The population of England and Wales in 2016 was 58.38 million. The population of the United States is 324.1 million. We have 5.55 the population of England and Wales. We have 765,000 sworn full-time officers, or about 20% more officers per capita. All of them here in the United States, for the most part, are armed. We also have about 140 million gun owners with about 660 million guns. So who do you think the marauding terrorist attack is going to hit first? Is it going to be here, or is it going to be in England? I don't understand how you can sit on the high street, as they call it, in Parliament, sit back and say, we've got this, when you clearly do not have it. You don't have it. But it's all sort of academic. I mean, these countries in Europe are going to be, they're going to be ruled by Sharia at some point. Because they're not doing anything about it. And that frustrates me because I have lived over there. I have relatives over there. The idea that this will be subjugated to the 7th century philosophical barbarism chills me to the spine. And the only way that we're going to be able to go in there, if they ask for help and we have to go in there, it's going to be bloody. I do mean bloody. Now, I don't know, like in England, I would imagine most of them don't have guns. But then again, you would imagine most of them in France didn't have guns either, wouldn't you? Except they managed to get them. The black market. So, I'm just sitting here watching these guys. Most of the time people sneak away to kill themselves. And we can watch Europe and the UK slowly climbing the little stool to stick their head in the noose. And then we'll see them slowly tighten the noose, and then we'll see them slowly kick away that little footstool. And then things will accelerate from there, without a doubt. And it will be the most wrenching thing to watch, to see that happen to Europe. Hour number two is coming up when we get back. The World According to Second Call Defense with Sean Maloney. Find out what's been going on. He's been out in Colorado. Find out how that went. We had him on last week when he was in Colorado. That coming up next. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. When your stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair price, because it's time. Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is well under the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.